Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This time tomorrow, we will open the show, the last show of the work week, the last show of the first week of September. We will open our Thursday night show with a football game from the NFL that we can break down and talk about and dissect and marvel over, because it's nearly back, baby. The NFL is nearly back. Just let that sink in for a second. I guess I can't tell you any more fun stories about yard work, cookouts, coffee, family, dogs, travel. Nope. It's all business. All business. Now that we have just this one last show. 4 hours left. And then the NFL takes over. Center ring of the circus. Main event. I got to tell you the truth. I used it as my incentive for yard work this afternoon. I didn't really feel like getting up and doing yard work. But it's a pretty packed Thursday. Got to go to the airport. Then I got to pack my own stuff. I've got a couple appointments, couple of calls, football. And so Wednesday afternoon, up early to get the lawn mowed. Actually, the husband and I, we split it. This time he did the back, I did the front. Sometimes I do the whole lawn and he does the edging and the weeding. So we split up the yard work. We like it. But because it's a fairly hectic week, yes, that does include football, travel, as I say, packing, meetings, calls, that kind of stuff. We're trying to be uber efficient. So the yard work is done. Boom. Football is hours away. Double boom. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you survived your hump day and did not have to do yard work. That's all me. I did it for you. Taking one for the team. You can find me online at A Law Radio. And then on our Facebook page, too, I did go back and answer a bunch of your questions from Ask Amy Anything, our first one with producer Pete. Now, we're two shows and 3 minutes into producer Pete's tenure, and we continue to figure stuff out. That is the technical term, stuff. When in doubt, stuff it, baby. Also, I'm still quite amused by some of your advice for producer Pete. What does he need to know about After Hours? When we get through this week, yeah, we don't have time for that kind of stuff anymore. So if you've got any advice, you better send it now. 855-212-4227. If you would like to talk about the upcoming football season, what's your biggest question about your team? Think of the case of the rookie quarterbacks, and there are three of them starting. Well, that's fairly plain Not too hard to guess. It's plain as the nose on your face. Did anyone ever say that to you? I'm trying to think the last time I heard that. It's been a while. Probably because the cool people don't say that. And, you know, I only hang out with cool people. Just kidding. I don't really. Well, I do know some cool people, of course. But they don't really rub off on me. It doesn't happen this way by osmosis. I don't get cooler. But I'm not sure the last time I heard plain as the nose on your face. I use sometimes cut off your nose to spite your face. I actually enjoy that one. That was pretty self-explanatory. But it is plain as the nose on your face that we've got football very soon. And you all are running out of time to join us on Survivor Island. I know that we had people as recently as Wednesday afternoon joining the island and finding out. The word is spreading. In fact, I think you should tell all your friends. The word is spreading that the winner of Survivor Island 2024 will get a box full of homemade cookies from yours truly. I've never done this before. I'm not joking. I've never shared baked goods with someone I don't know. I make them for family. I make them for friends, for birthdays, for congratulations. I make them for colleagues, of course. Producer Pete's already tasted some of the baked goods.
Excellent.
So he's no stranger to them. I enjoy giving them as gifts, but I've never actually put together a box of baked goods and sent them to someone I don't know. I figure, why not? I'm not sure if that's extra incentive for you to join us on Survivor Island, but if it is, well, yay. Yay for that. The last I knew, the link was still working. We had people joining as recently as Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. So squeeze your way onto the island before it's too late. If you're not picking the Thursday or Friday game, well, then you're okay until Sunday, about an hour before the early kickoffs. If you want to pick Ravens or Chiefs, which is kind of tough, Packers and Eagles, considering that it's in Brazil, I'm not sure I'd pick that one either. Plus, if you don't have Peacock, or I suppose the radio, you're going to have a hard time following because Twix has been banned in Brazil. I think it's because they've started calling it Twix. I think that's why.
Exactly why.
There are a few people, Pete. You'll get to know them. You'll see them. Who get incredibly incensed by the fact that I call it Twix.
I love that you call it Twix because I love Twix, the actual Twix candy
right?
bar.
I mean, that's way more palatable. But also, of all the things in the world to get upset about, that's something that a few people, it's not a lot of people, it's just a few people who can't stand it and get so angry at me.
I can think of about 475 other things before that.
Only 475 other things. Yes, so we are running out of time to be goofy and foolish and have fun. Because once football starts, that's it. No more having fun. No more chewing gum. No hall passes. Nothing. We're locked in. But between now and then, plenty to do. The Jamar Chase plot thickens. Justin Jefferson has advice for him. Meanwhile, we've got rookie quarterbacks who are captains. Really excited to see how these three rookies do. I'm glad Jaden Daniels isn't caught up in the latest Washington football team scandal. Goodness. You can't trust anyone these days. I'm so glad that I'm not dating anymore. That's just, it's all together. That all has to do with Washington. We'll get to that story because it's eyebrow raising for sure. Roger Goodell talking about Brazil, why Brazil, when Brazil, how Brazil. The NFL is tightening security to try to protect against any unforeseen difficulties, challenges, dangers, risks And I know he makes a case for a budding and massive fan base in other countries, but certainly in Brazil. Still, I wonder if it's worth the risk. We'll see. Maybe this goes off without a hitch Friday, and we don't have to worry about it. I got to tell you the truth. Can I confess? On Friday evening, about the time this game kicks off, I'm going to bed. And I will watch the game, of course, before we get back together. It will be on NFL Network, no joke, within hours of the broadcast on Peacock wrapping up. They'll put it on NFL Network. But I'm just going to tell you straight up, I'm not watching it live. Oh, and people, well, here in the United States, I suppose we can post about it on social. Just not there. But on Friday morning, as soon as we wrap up the show at 6 a.m. Eastern, I am getting in my car. Princess Leia and I are going straight to the airport, and I have to fly to Dallas. My husband's family, we've got one more wedding. This will be the fourth, actually, in the last 9 months, including ours. So I can't say anything. Pretty happy people came to ours. But four weddings. This is the last one. It's near Dallas. And so I have to fly without any sleep. And I don't sleep on planes. I just don't. If I could have a superpower, that would be it. I just want to sleep on a plane. I could even be tempted to tell you one time, let me sleep on a plane. But it wouldn't be okay. I wouldn't be okay with one time. I'd want it the next time and the next time.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So you have a really hard time when it comes to sleeping on moving, well, anything moving, but on a moving object, planes, trains, automobiles, goodness. Even when I was a little kid, my brother and I had to share rooms, and sometimes our beds, we had twin beds, and they'd be pushed together, and my brother never stopped moving. He would roll all over the place. Yeah, even when the bed was moving, because my brother wouldn't stop shaking it. We still even go way back there. That's how little I can sleep when there's motion. I have motion sickness. And so I don't sleep well and probably won't sleep on the plane. Anyway, I have to be up all day Friday with family stuff. So by the time 7 p.m. Dallas time rolls around, your host, I told Bob, I'm sorry, I will stay awake as long as I possibly can, but we're looking at least 30 hours, maybe longer. So the second that family dinner is over and we're back at our Airbnb, peace out, as in I'm dead to the world. So I'll catch up on the game on the flip side. So I'll just confess it right up front. I guess if that makes me a non-fan or not a great radio host, well, so be it. We'll see if it takes away from my coverage coming up on Sunday night. We are really excited to bring back our Sunday night shows, my favorite shows of the year here on After Hours. And our pledge to you is that we will touch every single game. We'll have some type of reaction to every single game. Now, it's crazy early in the season because all the games have significant storylines. All of them have questions. All of them have surprises, usually, early in the year. Let's hope not too surprising for those of us who are trying to stay alive on Survivor Island. But yeah, it's nutso early on as we get to know our new teams, especially the ones with a lot of changes with rookie quarterbacks, new coaches. But Sunday nights, we will get to every single one. As we launch forward into the NFL season 2024, what's the top question you need answered about your football team? At A-Law Radio, show Twix at Amy After Hours. Of course, if you're going to Brazil, this doesn't include you. And then on our Facebook page, and we'll put a post up where you can weigh in. Also ahead on this show, first Taylor Fritz, now Jessica Pegula. And if that name is familiar to you, well, she's the daughter of the owners of the Buffalo Bills. She's one of the top women's tennis players in the world. And at 30 years old, she just broke through and made her first Grand Slam semifinal by knocking off the top women's player in the world. Jessica Pegula had never made a semi of a Grand Slam before. Neither had Taylor Fritz, but they're both into the semis, as is Frances Tiafoe. Really excited about the weekend at the U.S. Open and the possibility of having an American champion. Now, Serena Williams, she was dominant for years on the women's circuit, but we haven't had a men's American champion at the U.S. Open since Andy Roddick in 2003. So it's been a long time. So you'll hear from Jessica Pegula. Also, Caitlin Clark, and this is where we'll head next. Kicking butt and taking names still. Not that she does it all by herself, but in the first of six games at home for the Fever, Caitlin has another triple-double, her second of the season. She's already over 100 three-pointers on the year. Fastest ever to that number. She played all 40 minutes as the Fever grabbed their fifth consecutive win and moved to 18-16. Remember, this is a team that started 1-8, 3-10, and now they're the hottest team in the league. Whew! Playoffs should be fun. So you'll hear from Caitlin coming up. Again, at A-Law Radio on our Facebook page. Thanks for hanging out with us this time tomorrow, you guys. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
They're still locked in, and that's kind of what we talked about in film. We talk about emptying our tank, and we talk about like what that means, and then, we do whatever we can to fill them back up. But if you don't use it, you lose it, and we don't want to waste anything. And these guys are putting the work, and it's showing.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Chrissy Sides, head coach of the Indiana Fever. Remember when the team started 1-8, then 3-10? People were calling for Sides to get fired. Oh, she doesn't know how to use Caitlin Clark the right way. She's holding Caitlin Clark back. She doesn't know how to design plays. This team is terrible. Caitlin Clark, all she does is shoot. Huh. Funny how that stuff just kind of faded like Homer back into the hedge. That's one of my favorite gifs of all time. Homer just somehow shrinks back into the hedge. Those people who are criticizing Chrissy Sides and the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark, right, they've kind of disappeared into the hedge now that they've clinched their first playoff spot since 2016. They are 7-1 since the Olympic break. 5 wins in a row, including a victory over the LA Sparks on Wednesday night. Now, here's what was interesting. It was a good test for them. They trailed most of the first half against the Sparks. In fact, they had 10 early turnovers. Through a quarter and a half, they were pretty sloppy with the basketball and already had turned the ball over 10 times. The Sparks got some early three-point shooting. They were aggressive, and they were beating the Fever to the basketball when it came to some of the loose balls, hustle stats. But the Fever found a rhythm. They got some FIVA. late in the game and were able to use a variety of different weapons. So Aaliyah Boston posting up on the inside. Sweet moves. The bounce passes coming in from the wings. Usually Caitlin Clark, but also Kelsey Mitchell. Clark hit a handful of threes, four of them. Mitchell does what she does, which is confounding defenses right now, driving to the hoop. She'll also pull up for short-range jumpers or take deep threes. It's an offense that can put five scorers on the floor. And right now they enjoy playing together. They found a rhythm, and it's a lot of fun to watch. Caitlin played all 40 minutes, and with about 10 seconds to go, pulled down a rebound, just right place, right time, but it was her 10th. And so she logs her second triple-double of the season. No rookie has ever done that. In fact, there's only a handful of players that have ever had more than a single triple-double. That sounds funny. They've had more than one triple-double in a season. Along the way, she hits her 100th, 101st, and 102nd triples of the season. Only took her 34 games to get to that plateau. No one has done that before. But I think my personal favorite moment from the victory against the Sparks, a behind-the-back pass to Aaliyah Boston, who was cutting toward the hoop underneath, and won. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, this is right on the heels of Caitlin earning not just the Rookie of the Month award in the WNBA for August, but also right on the heels of that, the Player of the Month in the Eastern Conference for August. She averaged 24 points, exactly what she had tonight, 8.5 assists, and more than 5 rebounds per game. So both the Rookie of the Month and the Player of the Month in the Eastern Conference, though, again, there are only 12 teams in the WNBA. And so divided up into East and West, this is quite a summer for Caitlin. And the playoffs are on the horizon. And of course, she's paying attention. Her teammates are paying attention. You could ask her, did she know that she was closing in on a triple-double? I do love her sarcastic sense of humor.
It's right next to the scoreboard, so I think everybody's pretty aware of what's happening. I mean, honestly, like, somebody had to get the rebound, and I was actually the closest one to the ball.
I just happened to be there. I wasn't looking for the rebound. It just came to me. Whoa! Still, though, triple-double, kind of nice. As if fans had any need for another reason to buy tickets, buy jerseys, and support her. She's a lot of fun. And also has the priorities straight. Because, yeah, personal stats are great. They might earn you some honors. They might win you a couple of trophies. But that's not what the ultimate goal ever has been for Caitlin, both at Iowa and now at Indiana.
Everything besides team success, like, that all just comes with when your team wins. Like, you got to win to have all that on the side, and nobody really cares about that. you know, people can talk about it. It is what it is. For me, like, it's fun winning basketball games. It's fun walking off the court and the crowd's going crazy because, you know, you just won and you played a good game. So for me, like, that's where my main focus is. And I think when I do that, everything else comes along with it.
It is kind of fun to see these women sitting at the post-game press conference. I'm being literal here, not just figurative. They know each other well enough that they'll actually answer the questions at the same time in the same way. They enjoy going back and forth. They enjoy pumping each other up. And as much as Caitlin is the centerpiece, as much as she's the one that people can't quite seem to get enough of, and I hope it continues, she knows exactly how to handle the pressure, handle the spotlight. In fact, it appears fairly clear that she thrives in that white hot spotlight. Just like she was at Iowa, she is a great teammate. And you can tell that she raises the level of play of those around her. That's clear. But also they like playing with her because, yeah, even though she's the one for a variety of reasons, depending upon who you ask, all the different perspectives, why Caitlin Clark? Well, there are a lot of answers to that. But one of them is because she thrives in the spotlight. She can handle that on her shoulders, mentally, physically, even when she doesn't have a great shooting night or she has a bunch of turnovers and she gets upset at herself. She finds a way to make an impact and she keeps working at it. And all of that teammates respect, not to mention she makes them better and gets them involved. And she doesn't make it about her. She deflects. She'd rather talk about the fact that the Fever just made the playoffs for the first time in a long time. In fact, ending what was tied for the longest WNBA drought in history.
Coming in here, obviously, this organization hasn't been to the playoffs since 2016, and that was my main goal. And I felt like, you know, once I got comfortable and kind of was, you know, I don't know, playing style of basketball that we wanted to play, which was up-tempo, which was playing off one another, plus playing, you know, setting my teammates up for success. And I think also once my teammates kind of got used to playing with me, it's been pretty smooth sailing and fun basketball since then.
Oh, yeah, you can tell they're having fun. And that part's great. Smooth sailing, up-tempo, fun basketball. And I hope that this has given fans even more reason to buy in because their faith in Caitlin and their faith in the Fever was rewarded even after a 1-8 start and then 3-10. But yeah, they're 15-6 since that point. And as I say, they're the hottest team in the league coming out of the Olympic break. And I'd been talking about this going back to, gosh, April, even before she was drafted, how insane the schedule she'd been keeping and how the Olympic break would be her first bit of time off, like real time off since last fall. So over a year ago when her preseason would have started for Iowa in her senior year. But all the attention that was on her, of course, with the NIL, the responsibilities with corporate partners, probably knowing at that point, as long as the season went well, that she would end up breaking records. She would end up departing from Iowa. And it just got better and better. And the attention just got more and more frenetic. And so I'm excited for her because she's good for the league. She's good for basketball. She's good for women's sports. And it's easy to root for her. It's like a Steph Curry. And I know people get tired of hearing about the Warriors. We had our, 9 years with them, and still there's more to come. But the reason that it's easy to root for her, she's likable, right? She's not an egomaniac, or if she is, it doesn't come across that way. She just seems, quote unquote, normal, except for that game of hers. Relatable. She signs autographs for kids. She poses for photos. She answers every question that's asked of her. She's funny. Again, she doesn't seem like the kind of person who wants or needs all the attention on herself. But when it's there, she manages it. And in fact, she's one of those people like, I'm just picking a name, Tom Brady, who performs the best when the pressure is ratcheted up. The rare clutch gene, if you will. Now, could she win a championship with the Fever? Because that's something that eluded Iowa when she was there. At A-Law Radio, What's the top question about your NFL team? Because there's just a few hours to go before kickoff. Also on our Facebook page, Marco Belletti here in studio. I feel like it's been over a week since we've worked together.
Hi.
Hello. So earlier, you missed all the fun. Earlier this week, we were asking fans, and really anyone, what does producer Pete need to know about the show? First of all, I tell you, this is really funny. We put a post up on our social, and one woman responded with, I think she was offended on your behalf, why not Marco? And I wrote back, why not Marco for producer? That's not his job. He likes his job. And also, I'm not sure he would have the first clue what to do behind the double pane glass.
I haven't run a board since carts. So no chance I'd be able to do that.
Well, and it's smart at this company to not learn how to run the technical equipment, because then, just then, the company might actually ask us to both speak and run the board at the same time.
I was going to say, it wouldn't be an ask. Yeah. It wouldn't be an ask.
That's
you just
why
have
I refuse.
To do it.
I refuse. I'm not. It, I haven't run a board myself since I was early in my career. It's a little bit like a mix. It's a mixing board. It's a soundboard, like you might see with a DJ or, you know, that kind of thing. Only it's longer and bigger and more extensive. But yeah, if they ever came to me and asked me in a pinch, just so you know, like in an emergency, the answer would be hell no. You're not teaching me how to do that because I know where this would go.
Which is the last time I ran a board was doing the show and running the board at a small station, seriously, off carts. I mean, if you don't know what carts, what I'm talking about, this is now the digital age. Carts were basically like
eight
if you
tracks.
Could think of an 8-track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's how long ago and how old that stuff was.
At least 20 years ago. At least.
Roughly when I was doing it. Yeah. About 18. We were small. We were old. So we were still using carts when there was somewhat digital. We should have moved over, but we, you know, didn't have the money to be doing that. So yeah, no, I'm not running that board. No chance.
What does producer Pete need to know about the show?
That's a damn good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, but off the top of my head, I don't know. I was thinking more of the fact of he needs to learn how to now be a vampire. That's the first part of trying to do this, where you have to go completely opposite of what is scheduled. You have to figure that part out first and just try to get through, you know, your daily grind so that you can mentally be prepared to do your actual job. Step one.
I wanted to chat with the count about that, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get him. No one's going to tell you how to do it. They can give you all the different things. It's like being a parent. You don't actually know. You can hear all this information. You got to actually do it. And then you'll figure it out and do what's best for you because it works differently for everybody. The actual show itself, I would say just like anything else, keep your mouth shut and your ears open, and eventually you'll figure everything out. Does that make sense? That's usually the best advice to give anybody when you're going into something
makes
new.
Total sense. That's perfect.
Yeah. Did you say keep your mouth shut?
And your ears open. That's how you go into any situation.
But it's radio. You can't keep your mouth shut because how in the world?
I didn't say you would be contributing to the show, but you could do it.
I mean, Pete, that works fine. But if you're talking about someone who works in radio and next to a microphone, behind a camera, you can't really keep your mouth shut.
Well, no. I mean, if your job then is to have to actually speak and contribute, then there's no other choice but to just be yourself and just go be you.
Mm-hmm. Pretty excited. Pretty excited about the new partnership. And yeah, we're trying to work it out even as we launch forward into football. But this is our favorite time of the year. Now, when Marco says find a schedule and stick to it, figure out what works for you, and that doesn't apply to him because he does a different day part every day. It's something
roughly
different. It's an overnight, then it's a morning, then it's a midday, then it's an evening, then it's back to a morning, then it's back to an overnight.
Look, two things. One, I didn't say stick to it because you just got to figure out what works for you. And two, never listen to anything I say and never follow anything that I do. So these are things that are important for you to understand. I think Pete knows that working with me here and there at times because I do bounce around as much. We've worked together plenty. Don't ever do what I do. If you're doing that, you're on the wrong path.
That's good advice. Thank you.
That. You're
it's
here.
The truth. Oh, that's the truth.
I mean, the three of us all started with the network the very first weekend. I mean, we were original employees, and so we're still here. In fact, you went from working on After Hours when we were a weekend show, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, to, I don't know where, you disappeared to some highfalutin, more high-profile position, and then you decided to come back to us on the overnights. Hello, here you are again.
Again. That's why I've...
He left us. He decided we were still the coolest and came back.
I mentioned duct tape. That's what I am. It's not glue because that's binding, but my role is to figure out what it is. This thing's got a crack in it. Get the duct tape, which is bloody. Fill that spot there. It'll hold for now until we figure out a better version. That's what I did. I bounced around all over the place until now I found my home.
Or as I describe it, utility infielder. Just do whatever is necessary. Yeah.
Can play every day, not good enough to get 600 at bats. That was basically the role for a while.
I don't know. I kind of consider myself to be the MVP. All right. We'd love to hear from you. What's the top question, most significant question facing your football team this season? At Amy After Hours or our Facebook page, 855-212-4227. So good to have you with us. Roger Goodell weighs in on why Brazil, and they're, even as they're giving the right answer, and I'm using my air quotations, the right answer about why send the NFL to Brazil, also beefing up security. And did you hear this crazy story about the VP of the Washington football team? Oh my, they cannot seem to get on the straight and narrow without any dramatic crazy firings or scandals. It's interesting. This is why dating sucks. Another reason why dating sucks. Thank God I'm married. I need to say that again. Thank God I'm married, finally. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Dating, another thing I haven't done since before carts. All right, we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Bengals getting some good news. Ja'Marr Chase practiced for the first time. Still unclear if he'll actually play Sunday against the Patriots as he continues to want a new contract. And Joe Burrow obviously wants his number one target. We'll have a plan whether Chase is there or not.
Yeah, I would say that's true. We'll see what ends up happening, but... whatever happens, we're prepared for it.
Meanwhile, still plenty of uncertainty about Friday's game with the Eagles and Packers in Brazil. A.J. Brown discussed in the latest meeting they had about how the players need to look after their safety while they're there.
A whole bunch of don't do's. So I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, come back home.
That's the best way I can put it.
Meanwhile, Broncos corner Patrick Surtain reportedly agreed to a four-year deal, $96 million, $77.5 million in guaranteed money. His quarterback, though, Bo Nix, voted as a team captain, first Broncos rookie to get that honor since 1967.
It's an honor. It's a privilege. I'm excited to be with this group, excited to be a captain. I don't take it lightly. I know it's a big deal, and it hasn't happened often, but I'm not going to take it for granted. I've got to come to work every single day and just prove that you can be a captain.
Baseball, Cubs blank the Pirates 12-0. Shota Imanaga and two relievers combining on a no-hitter. Imanaga went the first seven with seven Ks using 95 pitches. Phillies double up Blue Jays 4-2. Kyle Schwarber went deep, tying Alfonso Soriano's record from 2003 with his 13th leadoff homer of the season. With Seth Lugo, seven innings of one-run balls, the Royals top the Guardians 4-1. Braves dismissed the Rockies 5-2. Mets win streak now stands at 7, down the Red Sox 8-3. Padres walked it off for the Tigers 6-5-10. Angels rocked the Dodgers 10-1. Cardinals survived the Brewers 3-2-10. Rangers outscored the Yankees 10-6. Reds put up 9 in the first. They punished the Astros 12-5. Rays overwhelmed the Twins 9-4. D-backs erased the Giants 6-4. Mariners dominate the A's 16-3. White Sox 8. Orioles 1. And the Marlins outlasted the Nationals 4-3-10. U.S. Open, Jessica Pegula ousted top seed Iga Swiatek in straight sets. On to the semis of a Grand Slam for the first time in her career. Jannik Sinner ousted Daniil Medvedev. First U.S. Open semis for him. And Caitlin Clark, a triple-double. Fever bounces Sparks, 93-86. I'm Marco Belletti.
We try to make it easier on you these 4 hours. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio, or our show Twix at Amy After Hours, and then our Facebook page as well. What's the top question or the most significant question facing your NFL team in 2024? Because it's time, baby. It is time. Roger Goodell and his NFL owners, remember, he is the CEO, essentially, of a company that's owned by this group of families, most of them not individuals, most of them are family-owned, but they essentially form an oligarchy where it's 32 of them, well, 31 of them, and then the Green Bay Packers owned by the people. Roger Goodell is their CEO. He doesn't make a lot of decisions autonomously. A lot of the choices or the business decisions that he implements have to be approved and voted on by ownership, but he does run interference for them. He carries out their wishes. And of course, their wishes involve making more money. And in doing that, we've seen the NFL migrate to streaming to get the big bucks, billions of dollars from new media sources, but also continue to farm out games to other countries. Now, in some cases, they've been massive successes. London, Germany, even Mexico. Brazil, though, jury might be out a little bit. People are kind of nervous. We've had Packers and Eagles. By the way, the Packers are already in São Paulo. We've had members of these teams speak out and talk about how they're just going to stay in their hotel rooms or they don't want their families to be there. Commissioner Roger Goodell with Pat McAfee answering the question of why Brazil?
We follow the data. Fan base is incredible down there. This is sort of like the spark that just creates the fire. And so that's the point of this regular season game is to make sure that we can bring our game directly to those fans. And we're seeing that reaction. It's, you know, we're a couple of days out now and tickets are really at a premium. It's hard to find. There's a lot of excitement in town. So when you bring our game and share it with others, they love it. And that's essentially what we're doing is letting the game sell it. And, you know, obviously there'll be a lot of entertainment around it. There'll be a lot of excitement, not just the football game, but, you know, every time we've done this, they want more.
Brazil definitely does have passionate NFL fans. Terrific. Let's hope this goes off without a hitch. We know that the league, as well as the teams, are beefing up security. They are. They're trying to guard against every potential risk or danger, which just isn't possible. But they have suggested that Packers, Eagles, coaches, staffers, even their own league officials, members of the media, first of all, you have to be really careful. Always be mindful of your surroundings. But also, they're suggesting that players specifically stay in their hotels. Don't venture out. Don't get all kinds of creative and interested and start to seek adventure in Brazil. And so this is the game on Friday. First ever NFL game on the South American continent. And actually, this is kind of par for the course for the NFL. First week one game held on a Friday evening since 1970. Oh, it certainly could be a visual spectacle for those of you who have Peacock or you later want to watch it on the NFL Network. Absolutely. I hope that it doesn't come at a cost. Believing that the NFL has figured out a way to protect the people that they're sending to South America. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.